Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Kada taon, kumukuha mga estudyante sa buong Australia ng NAPLAN test na sumusukat sa proficiency o kakayanan sa literacy at numeracy. Ngayong 2024, sumailalim sa nasabing pagsusulit ang mahigit 1,300,000 estudyante mula sa mahigit 9,000 paaralan na galing sa Year 3, 5, 7 at 9. At sa resulta ngayon ng NAPLAN, lumabas na halos 30% ang nakakuha ng score na mababa sa national benchmark. Narito ang pahayag ni Stephen Neal, CEO ng Australian Curriculum and Reporting Authority.
The proficiency level that we look at is a higher level expectation. It's not a minimum standard. So we set those at challenging but reasonable levels. So we want to have some ambition for our children there. And that means that not all children are meeting those expectations at this stage.
Ilang isyu pang lumabas kung babalang kasi ng resulta. Nanguna mga batang kababaihan sa literacy kumpara sa mga batang kalalakihan, pero baligtad naman ito sa numeracy. Ayon kay Nick Parkinson ng Grattan Institute, nangangamba siya sa kinabukasan.
This is quite concerning. What we're seeing is that nearly one in two boys in classes across Australia are struggling to convey their meaning through text and struggling to interpret the kind of text that they'll need for everyday life.
Base sa average o pamantayan ng ACT, NSW at Victoria ang nakakuha ng pinakamataas na score, habang pinakamababa naman ang Northern Territory, gayon din sa lahat ng subject. Lumabas din sa NAPLAN na mababang score ng mga Indigenous students kumpara sa mga estudyanteng non-Indigenous sa lahat ng mga subject. Katunayan, mahigit 30% ng mga mag-aaral na First Nations ang minarkahan na nangangailangan ng dagdag na suporta kumpara sa 10% ng mga hindi Indigenous. Nagbunsod ang mga resulta na ito ng panawagan na magkaroon ng reforma. Ayon kay Shadow Finance Minister Jane Hume, dapat ay gumamit ng tamang paraan ng pagtuturo.
We want to make sure that back to basics approach is brought back to the classroom so that to allow those kids particularly to learn how to read, because you can't do maths from a maths textbook if you can't read. So phonics is fundamentally important. That should be part of the deal. It's not all about the money, it is about the teaching methods.
Para sa ilan, ang issue ay kakulangan ng pondo sa pampublikong edukasyon sa mga estado at teritoryo. Hindi pa umuusad ang negosyasyon ng federal na gobyerno sa mga estado para sa bagong kasunduan sa pagpupondo ng mga pampublikong paaralan. Sinabi ni Victoria Premier Jacinta Allan na hindi maaayos ang resulta kung walang pinansyal na suporta.
If the federal government are fair dinkum about seeing a nationwide lifting in NAPLAN outcomes, then get on board with the work that the states have been doing for some time now and fund government schools properly.
Ayon naman kay Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, naiintindihan niya na mahalaga ang pondo.
We need to do better, and that's why we've got multiple billions of dollars on the table for an agreement with the states and territories. That's not just about funding, it's about things like national curriculum and how education is delivered. And these are alarming results. We certainly need to do better. State and territory governments all have a responsibility, and that's why Jason Clare is leading this at a national level.
Determinado naman anyang ministro ng edukasyon na makamit ang kasunduan na patas sa lahat.
I've put $16 billion of extra funding on the table. If that's accepted and that's implemented, that'll be the biggest extra investment by the Commonwealth government in public schools ever. And what the states are saying is they want the Commonwealth to pay for all of it. I've said, let's go halves. That's where the arm wrestle is at the moment.
Pero may ilang nagsasabi na hindi pa ito sapat. Iginit ni Nick Parkinson ang resulta ng literacy at numeracy ng Australia ay kwento ng dalawang bahagi ng student population, kung saan nakakaangat ang mga nakakaluwag sa buhay habang naiiwan naman ang iba pa. Dapat anyang gawing agarang prioridad ang pagsuporta sa mga estudyante.
These gaps start early and they really do grow bigger as school goes on. And so what we need is to be making sure that we're flagging students who aren't on track, be they boys or girls, and intervening early so they can get back on track with their learning and catch up to their peers.
Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Hannah Kwon at Haylina Krishnamurti para sa SBS News na isinalin sa ating wika at isinalaysay ng inyong lingkod, DJ Korea, para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast,
Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.